Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Tourist Sign Studio in Lafayette, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on the old beat and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of Sports Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome in, and our previous show, your favorite show. I don't know why you like it.
This is it. This is the show.
It's only winter.
Everyone's optimisms are super high at this show.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love getting the predictions, love jotting them all down.
Are you going to get Tommy in? Because I think he's going to win. Tommy's in. Get him. Chopper.
All right, hold on.
All right, go. Down that handicap is looking. Kappa, go ahead. Hello to Kappa.
Yo, what up?
What's up, Kappa?
How you doing, Jamie? So it's the perp one, baby maker, beat the Steelers, allegedly cheating, but can't blame that on losing, right?
No. But
it is what it is.
That.
If they're cheating, it's true. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You should know your playbook by now.
I totally. Are you kidding me? I totally agree with you. But you know, you just got to sometimes point to the quarterback and go, "It's on you." It's like when I used to catch when I was young. I just point to a friend of mine, the pitcher. I'd just say, "Just tell me what you want to throw me." He knew two pitches, but. I get it, but you can't blame that. I don't like him anyway. What he did with the Ravens, and he went on the field. So it is what it is. But so the idiots, the city brothers, the Fakers, expectations to win. But I can tell you what, they fired Charlie Strong in Texas, and Chubbles misses this year. Double snowman, he'll be the coach in Texas. But I say double snowman. Last year, me and you had him in the playoffs. What's your record this year? I say double snowman. You missed. What's your thought?
Well, we're going to go through that right now, but I think we'll make it. But we'll go through that game by game right now.
Once his prediction and prediction.
All right. What is your prediction, sir? We want to get you.
I think you guys better win. The one-legged man better win. I'll take you guys beat the Fakers, who I think are – new coaches, I say you guys win big, and you sell a lot of hope. He sends a lot of hope week one in dogfight country, and you guys win 42-24.
All right. What's for the year? 12 wins for the year, what?
You guys will go double snowman, 8-8. You'll start off strong and end badly, and this is the last year for Chubbles. Lear will fire him after week 17. My Cowboys win the division 12-4. 12-4 in my division. We beat
all
the
right,
Giants handily. For the Cowboys, we better. Giants 5-11. Yep, 3-13 for the Skins. Vikings beat the fortune cookies. They're mad because it's a late game. But Jamie, a pleasure. You have a great week, safe weekend, and we'll yak at you later, live from Minnesota.
All right.
Later on, my friend.
Thank
Be good.
So,
bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You so much, Chapa.
How many wins did he say for the Eagles? Eight. And what did he say for the Cowboys? 12.
Okay. Here we go. Get that down.
Double snowman.
Double snowman.
8-8.
Did he say the Redskins would win 13 or lose 13?
Really?
I'll tell you what. Those are some bold predictions right
Redskins
there, boys.
Woo! I don't think
I got a lot to do. I mean, I got a lot of things lined up here for predictions. I mean, I got – I'll just go through where I'm at here. I got
877-598-1777. You get it. Get you right on through. on a Saturday. What are you doing?
I was just writing down some of these bold predictions that I got.
Are you going to read them out or leave them for yourself?
No, I was writing them before I...
Tommy!
Well, these are just for you. We're going to go through every game. I'm going to get every caller who calls up for the next 2 weeks to prediction. I should have started this last week if they were going to miss the calls this week. But we're also going to get your predictions for the offensive MVP, defensive MVP, overall MVP, also comeback player of the year, and coach of the year.
That's
We should be rookie of the year, too.
That's way, 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 way too much. Let's get going then if you want to get through all this.
All right, here we go. First four games, Tom. Get in here because he needs to eat before we leave. Tom? Shut the door, please. All right, here we go. First four games. We'll do this a quarter of a year at a time.
Yeah.
James, at the Falcons.
Win.
Cowboys at home.
Win.
Woo! That's one. Cowpoke definitely predicts we'll lose. At the Jesters.
What?
At Jets.
Win.
And at Skins.
Look.
Thomas. Over here near the mic, please.
Cowboys running back.
Okay. Jason Van Dorn. Emily Fadden. Probably, yeah.
At Falcons.
And Christian.
What?
Win.
Win on that one. Mike's here, don't forget.
Cowboys, you said Boston or Redskins.
I know.
Cowboys home.
I'll change that to a win.
We're at home?
You do this every year. I should have brought a pencil.
Change it.
Cowboys at home.
W.
We're at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Win. Now, Jamie has to keep that. He already said
at Jets.
Win.
At Redskins.
Win.
Jamie, at Redskins, you want to do what?
Win.
Fine. He did this last year, too. We changed it, and he was right. So we got to respect what he's – he has the whole show here working this. I'm going to do it now. So, James, you want to read them to me?
You can read, but I'll read it. Saint.
Oh, come on, man. It's the first game.
Oh, you got
– at Falcons.
That's where you're going from where we start.
At Falcons, it's got to be a W. Cowboys home. I think it's going to be a lot tougher than what most people think. But I'm going to say that game set the tone for the whole season. I'm going to say in order to set the tone, it's got to be a W. At the Jets, that's a dub.
I want one, too.
I'll have one as well. At the Skins, that's a dub. So all of us have them starting 4-0, a little optimistic. And you know me, every year I say you go 3-1 in every quarter. That's phenomenal. But so for us predicting 4-0 right off the bat, ridiculous. Since we have no callers, let's go down some of these other
things. I think we want
to. Rookie of the Year. Do you happen to know enough about the rookies in order to be able to make that prediction?
I think the rookie of the year is going to be Leonard Williams on the Jets.
All right. That would be amazing if you nail that. What position does he play?
Defensive end.
Wow. That is one bold prediction, boy. Not even offensive. We got ourselves a live one here. We'll seize our... temporarily put a hold on our predictions, and we'll go to...
Pollock games up. No intro today.
No intro. That's okay. That's okay. I'm getting to the point where I don't need an intro, right? It's just the name. That's good enough.
Yeah. The name is synonymous enough. Or famous or infamous. I lean towards infamous, but go ahead.
You're probably right, I guess. This might be the longest and most anticipated offseason ever, right? I mean, well, not offseason, start the season, but like.
I think it's an accurate statement.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a team like this with the Eagles where anywhere from like 6 to 13 wins is in play. Like, you really don't know yet.
You really think 6 wins is realistically in play?
As an absolute worst case scenario, yes.
What's the probability of it happening in a percent, though?
We have a really easy schedule.
Oh, low. The 6. It's yeah. here. worst case scenario. Prepper goes down game one or two, defense gets some injuries, they don't gel, things fall apart from there. That's worst case. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen.
No.
I'm saying that's worst. Now, obviously, best case, Prepper comes in and plays a whole year.
Right?
If he plays a whole year, we're going to the top of that, to that spectrum.
Could happen. Could happen.
Yes.
It could very well.
I think the story of the year is the defense, though, really.
Because of the practice, the only time he gets church.
You will know. I think it's more realistic to do, I think, after the first game. Even because you'll know what Bradford will be like, and you'll have more answers to your questions.
That's the whole season too. It's can the secondary just play average? If the secondary can be average, right? If Bradford can stay upright for 14 games, then they're gonna win.
I think the definition of average is a little flimsy word to use. I don't know what the exact definition of average is. But I
sure
think
you know what
average is.
Teams out of 32 teams, we'll say. Average.
Six. Right in the middle of the pack? 16. I can go with that.
If the secondary. If the secondary can be an average, just an average secondary as opposed to the worst team in the worst one in the league last year. That's worth a lot.
Yes, I think it's worth a lot. So what is your win total, Chris? So we get you on record so I can slam you every single week.
My win total, I am going to say 11-5.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Oh.
All right, that's right. Oh, he's gone.
11-5
is a safe bet because it's not going overboard. We all know they're going to be good, but it's not going overboard. That's a safe bet. I don't know if I'm going to have to go through the schedule and see where I end up. I'm trying to be honest, but they're going to lose one that you don't think they're going to.
Yeah, that's why I put the Redskins at all.
You just changed it. Now don't start.
Oh, but I don't know where else they could lose that you wouldn't expect.
Offensive MVP.
Gronkowski. No. The whole league.
The whole league?
Yeah.
The one they give the award to. All right. Defensive MVP.
JJ again.
Overall MVP.
Gronk.
Comeback player of the year.
Oh, that's so subjective. I can't do that until the year actually starts.
Nope.
We'll come back to that after the first later game.
I have one in mind. It seems like a slam dunk.
Bradford, no.
That's one. It could be. That's not who I was thinking of, but that's one. It definitely could be. Coach of the year.
Mike McCarthy. Because I think in some way that overcome injuries and then overcoming purity and still having a good year.
This sheet I'm going to keep. I'm adding for weeks. I'm taking people's predictions. All right, let's go through the next four. Tom, next four. Here we go. Saints at home. Saints at home?
Where?
Giants at home.
Lost.
At Panthers.
Win.
At the boys.
Lost.
All right, Tommy. Saints at home. All right, I'll do it. Giants at home.
Win.
At Panthers.
Win.
At Cowboys. All right, here I go. Saints at home at the Dubs. Giants at home, Dubs. Although, they can lose to this team with those receivers. At Panthers, Dubs.
Oh,
so I got them at 7-0 at the boys. Got to give that an L. So the three of us are going straight L's on that. Is that? No, that's a Sunday.
Sunday.
November 8th, 8:30. That's Sunday night football.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody's on the line. Want to go to the third quadrant? Third quarter?
What? Recap the record.
All right. So far, you have them at 6-2, which is great. I have them at 7-1, which is stunning. Tommy has them at 6-2, which
There's
is great.
There's no way they're going to go 7.
I agree. I mean, it's never one time.
It's hard to rate loss to our favorite team.
Yeah, it is hard. Last year, you did dang good.
Let's get
it. I think you got within one game or you nailed it all.
Yeah,
all
I had 9
and a half. I just don't know how they would lose to these pathetic teams. Like, our schedule so easy.
I know. Well, that's why they play the games.
Next quarter.
Right? Third quarter of the season. Dolphins at home. Oh, we got a live one. Let's go. Let's hold off on this.
Live one, Frank. Where did it go?
Hello, sir.
Morning.
Hey, the race that I always want to talk about. What's the race I want to talk about?
You want to talk about the race for the first pick.
For the what?
For the first pick in the MLB draft.
Way to go. I gave you the lead and you got it. That's exactly right. They're a game and a half worse than anybody in baseball right now. And
game and a half behind
everybody. So I told your father, I'll let you know next week, but it's a big pitcher, left-hander, supposed to be phenomenal. I'll get more information next week before I call in.
We need to know where he's coming from.
I'll know today. I'll find out today.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Also,
you know,
what's the pick for the Eagles for the two of you? Oh, by the way, Howard, 35 straight at bats, no hits until he hit a double in the second game last night.
Yeah,
Howard.
That just pathetic is what it is.
Pathetic's the right word. But they're stuck for 25 more million, Jamie.
They're two games out.
54-88. Clear.
What's your pick of they'll probably lose 100? What's your pick on the Eagles on Monday night, guys?
A lot more.
I think it's a nice win, 34-14.
I think it's going
right.
to be just
oh,
like
nice.
2 years
what do you
ago
think,
in Washington. Yeah. I think it's going to be like 2 years ago in Washington where we just take this world by storm and just blow them up. So I'm predicting a big victory.
Nice. I like it. All right. And then Amaro's out, of course. What do you guys think? I talked to Jamie already about that. What do you guys thoughts on that?
I think the time is right, and I think we'll see him again, but I think it's time for a new direction and time to start over. You, sir, think what?
He left on a good note, though, didn't he?
He really did, but he's not.
Yeah, it looks that way anyway, right?
Wait. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay. That's always great job.
What is the erection prediction?
What'd you say?
Wins and losses for the Eagles quickly?
I'm going to say 11 wins. Just because of the way the schedule goes. 11 wins, and if they're that good, I think they can be in the – I think they'll make it to the Super Bowl. One more thing. What do you guys think about what happened in New England on the other night? Think it was just a weather event, or do you think it was actually them trying to cheat the other team?
I think it's a weather event. Yes.
No way. Cheater. That's all they do is cheat.
I look. He's the greatest quarterback in the league, but I look at them much differently now. It's one thing in getting an edge. It's another thing to cheat. And it came out recently that they were playing against the Eagles, and they called the play before the Eagles even had the play. They called it on the field, the New England, before the Eagles even had the play. And one of the Eagles linemen looked at the other lineman and said, "Did we just hear what we heard?" And they hadn't even gotten their signals yet. And they had the signals before the Eagles did. Obviously, they were stealing them from the sideline. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Spy game. It's a a far-reaching scandal. And you're right.
Where did you hear that story? Is that in the ESPN?
Yes, outside the line. But, yeah, there's a thin line between getting edge and cheating. You're absolutely right. I think that's
Jamie,
a very good
I can't believe you said that. That's a very smart statement for a young guy. Way to go. Good stuff. And any trivia,
right,
we're going to move on.
We'll do the predictions. But I'm going to have you playing this trivia next week because I haven't gave it to you in a couple weeks, okay?
And next time I talk to you, I'll know about that. Next time I talk to you, I'll know about that for the Phillies, okay?
All right. I'll
the guy in the draft. The kid in the draft, I mean. All right, guys. See you. Bye.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, here we go. Tommy wants to get cracking. He wants to get dressed for his football game. So let's go third quarter of the season. Jamie, we start with you. Tom, we'll start with you this one. Dolphins home. Listen, home against the Dolphins. My goodness. Bucks home. At Lions. At Pats.
What day are we at now?
All right, now it's shaping up a little more. Jamie. Dolphins win. Home.
Win.
Bucks home.
Could be a loss very easily, but I'll say win for the sake of it.
At Lions.
That's a loss.
That's Thanksgiving.
And that's an L.
At Pats.
Loss. 2-2 in there.
All right. Now, this might be the hardest four games of the year to pick. Dolphins at home could be a loss. But I see some other losses in. I see two more losses in this quarter of the season. I got to say Dolphins home's a win. Bounce back off the Cowboys. Bucks home's a win. At Lions Thanksgiving, I'm going to say they can't capture the same magic as last
Thanksgiving. You're going to go win
go
loss, loss.
And then at Pats, I just don't see them stopping Brady. Seeing what Brady did that secondary the other night, he's going to scorch him. Gronk, I don't see anybody stopping him. Loss. All right. Got 8 minutes left. No cars. Let's go to the final quarter of the season.
Record check, please.
Record check. We got Jamie at 4-0, 5-0, 5-1, 6-1, 6-2, 7-2, 8-2, 8-4.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt, 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, 7-1.
9-3.
And 3. Tommy's at 8-4.
All right, I know what to do.
All right, here we go. Oh. Tommy wants to lead off the last quarter. We got Bills at home.
Win.
Cards at home.
Win.
Now, that's a tough game right there. Skins at home. At the Giants. So Tommy's final, he's got them losing 1, 2, 3, 4, which is a great record.
I love
that record.
I know what to do. Win,
Jamie's
win.
Going, Bills at home.
Win, win, loss. Win, 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 loss.
Cards at home.
Win.
Skins at home.
Win, loss.
And that is a torrid end of the season at home for as far as going to games during the holidays.
What's
got them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses. You got them 11-5. Now, Dad, if I could be truthful, Bills at home, Dubs. Cards at home, Dubs. I have us going, and Skins at home, Dubs. I have us going unbeaten at home for the first time in the 20 years we've had season tickets. It's never happened, and I have it happening this year at Giants. I'm going to give that an L, which brings me to 1, 2, 3, 4 losses, 12-4. Good. I'm glad nobody has them at 13-3 because this is a little preposterous. The best record we've ever had in our history, which was what, the 04 Super Bowl team was 13-3, and they were 13-1, and then they just sat their starters, which peed me out. So, 12-4, 12-4, and you, Jane, 11-5, which is a little lower than what you've been saying to people, but now we went through it.
I see it.
You see it, right. Let's prediction, bold prediction for the individual awards. We got comeback POY, player of the year. Who's that?
I think that.
Have you thought it out yet?
AJ Peterson.
Oh, Tommy's spelling out the one.
I agree.
It could be. Do they
You think they consider a suspension, but it is coming back.
Greg Hardy, I think he'll go.
Greg Hardy?
He's a rookie, too. He's not
Greg.
Yeah,
it's if you're injured, if you're not, if you got, I mean, Bradford could be it. If he blows up,
Greg Hardy has a Johnny. You think they'll give him because he got
even though he beats people, beats girls,
beats his girlfriend, and that.
We got some good stuff on paper here. We need more cards. I need more predictions. That's
You'll
what I need.
Get
I need,
that next.
Yeah, I need Uncle Chris. I need Uncle Tom. I need Cousin Carl.
Yeah.
I need
Costa. We're done.
I need some of the regulars.
We're done, regulars.
I'm sure what Carl usually calls in right about now.
Let's play the music, and if he doesn't call, we'll go.
Which tune?
Do you want to announce your little get or whatever? Do you want to wait on that?
Yeah, we have a big, big, big time guest coming up. Go ahead.
I know that either.
The champ. Arguably, he's definitely one of the two greatest boxers to ever come out of Philadelphia and one of the greatest boxers to ever box, period, in the world. Champion at 49 years old. He's now 50, looking to get one more purse, win one more title. I was hanging out with him last night. The guy is an absolute blast. As you know, he loves to talk. He's been on 97.5 and 94. A ton over the years, and when he gets on, he does not shut up. The one and only Bernard Hopkins will be making an appearance on this show at a time to be determined. Could be next week, could be the week after that.
All right, look, he's calling. Finish it. Hello.
Jimmy.
Welcome in. How you doing, sir?
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
I got a couple fantasy football questions for you if you have a minute to help me out here.
All right, go ahead, fire away.
Third receiver spot, I can go with Sammy Watkins or Roddy White against that questionable Eagles secondary. What do you think?
I say Roddy without question.
You go with Roddy against the Birds.
Yep.
And at the quarterback spot, not a great choice, but it's what I'm stuck with given my draft strategy this year. But Colin Kaepernick or Derek Carr at the QB1?
Go with quarters. You can always experiment, see what you like. But they're playing the Bengals. I'm sorry, but the Bengals is a terrible defense. And Gunther has got a tough deal. So, Carr. It's the two. Carr and White are the two, I would say.
All right. And then let's a couple Birds questions. What's your over-under on DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews rushing yards combined tomorrow night or Monday night?
I would say 90 and 70. What's that, 160?
Wow.
That's not very good.
I like that.
I know that's a little low, but that's only because of the aerial attack.
That's not low.
And then one more of those. You think the middle linebackers all play about the same? What do you give me some tackle totals for this three inside backers?
Alonzo 8, Brian 5, and who else? Kendrick? No.
I think Ryan's is gonna be up a little higher, I hope, because although I guess they may not run the ball a lot, they don't have much of a running game.
No, 8, 5, and 6.
All right, so what's that? You got about 20 tackles for the three of them, 19, 20 tackles.
Yeah.
What's your final score tomorrow to some Monday night, James? I missed it at the start.
34-14. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm with you. I'm with that all day. All right. What is mine?
Eagles record prediction. Overall.
I'm a 12-4 guy, James.
12-4. Okay.
12-4. Take it to the bank.
I like it. What is your last question?
Federer or Djokovic tomorrow? Good match,
taking,
and who wins?
Fed has got more experience, if it was a less experienced guy, I think Djokovic was great. But it's just a bad draw and bad win.
I hope you're
gotta
right.
Go
he
Let's
seems
go,
like
baby.
More humble.
Let's go, Fed.
I like it. All right, gentlemen. Have a good have a good Saturday.
All right. Thank you all. We are.
Thanks for the advice.
We are. Yeah. Free and bad advice here on this coach. We are finished, mercifully. Goodbye. See you next week. Maybe be out, maybe not. We'll see.
The one who writes this love song. I'm fighting this urge.
You can only get
but
away.
You make me say, ooh, 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 damn. Cause I can't find the word.
23.
I like those four.
In the winter, June, to December, June, and me, and I'm in the summer.
Me, you,
that is just a summer.